If you've ever crossed the I-471 bridge on your way over to Newport-on-the-Levee and wondered what would happen if you turned right instead of left, well, you'd end up in Bellevue. And if you'd like to have an opportunity to explore Bellevue, the next several Fridays are a grand opportunity because not only would you find what's in Bellevue, you'll also find the Music on the Avenue annual recital series at the St. John United Church of Christ. And joining me this evening is Stephen Phillips, the chairman of the committee for the Music on the Avenue event. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, Jim.
This is an annual event, and this is actually the 16th annual. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. We're really proud of our history. This is our 16th year doing the series in Bellevue. We started in 1999, basically as a vehicle for vocal chamber music, where there would be one or two singers with piano accompaniment singing primarily art songs. But we've evolved over time, and it's still a wonderful avenue for chamber music. But we've also grown to expand to allow larger groups like choruses to perform with us.
And the variety of music, it's no longer just the art songs that are being performed. It's everything from classical to Broadway and contemporary.
We do still feature classical focus, but we've expanded and oftentimes have jazz artists as part of our series, pop music. We've actually had the Steel Drum Band from Miami University perform with us several times, and they're a huge hit. And they do calypso music and folk music and pop. So, yeah, we really cover the gamut of styles.
Now, this is a series that runs every Friday for 5 weeks, and it began this past Friday, the 6th.
Our opening night was a wonderfully successful evening of musical theater with Katie Linhart, soprano, and Brad Caldwell, pianist. And the next 4 weeks, we'll be featuring some really exciting programs.
Upcoming on the 13th is some classical music, sort of the basic drive of the festival. Tell us a little bit about that concert.
February 13th, we're featuring violinist Vince Phelan and pianist Steve Phillips, which is me. I'll be performing that evening. And we're doing a wonderful variety, a beautiful sonata by George Frederick Handel, very famous Baroque composer. Then we're moving to the 20th century, and we're doing a piece by John Curiliano, who's a living American composer. He composed this sonata in 1962 and 1963. So it's very modern sounding. It's still tonal, stays in a key, but very, very exciting, and all sorts of unusual sounds that the violin captures on his instrument. And it's really a duo with the violin and piano working together. It's not piano accompanying a violin anymore. Each holds his own on his part, and it's really a duo combination. And then we're closing with a wonderful sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns, very famous romantic French composer. This sonata is so exciting. The ending is that it's a perpetual motion for the violin where he just plays note after note after note at a very fast tempo. And at the very end, the piano gets into the action, and we're in unison together, running lickety-split to just a glorious finale.
The week after that, on February 20th, we bring things to a more contemporary slant.
We're really excited to bring trumpeter Dan Zeringer to our series this year for the first time. Dan is a very well-known trumpet player in the area. He resides in Dayton. He is on the faculty at Wright State University, where he's the head of the trumpet faculty there. But he has played with many of the area orchestras, including the Dayton Philharmonic, Cincinnati Symphony, Cincinnati Ballet Orchestra. He's a wonderful player, and we're really excited to bring him on board with us. He's going to be doing an exciting new program of contemporary pieces for trumpet and piano. And he's just coming off a very successful tour in Greece, where he was performing. And he is making his first solo recording this year. So he's working on a recording project.
Now, you mentioned that the event is expanding to include other non-chamber styles of music. And on February 27th is the first of these larger groups, although it's not a huge group, and that's Manor Corps from the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
We're excited to have Manor Corps with us for the first time this year. And it's a subset of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. I've heard them perform many times here locally in Cincinnati. They're just a wonderful ensemble. Really tight harmonies. The wonderful thing about their program, it's really varied. So it's a combination of some more serious classical pieces, but some popular pieces, even, I want to say, gospel-y type pieces. So it's a wonderful variety that really everyone will be drawn to.
And, of course, the finale is on March the 6th, and you're bringing in the Austin Peay State University Chamber Singers from Tennessee.
Again, this is a first-time group for us this year, and we're really excited that they'll be able to perform with us. They're coming into town the weekend of March 6th and 7th, and they're going to be performing in several different venues here in the Cincinnati area. So we're happy that they can perform with us Friday night, March 6th, as part of our series, but they'll also be performing at the Calvary Episcopal Church in Clifton, and they're going to be performing at Winton Woods High School. They'll be working with some high school students, which I think will be wonderful, but we're really excited to have them as part of our series, and they are really a renowned choral group in the Southeast. They've performed at national choral conventions many times with great success and acclaim, and it's a wonderful mixed choir of 32 singers doing a variety of styles. We're really looking forward to having them with us.
For people who aren't familiar with Bellevue, give us an idea of how we can find the church and some things we might discover in Bellevue along with the music.
Sure. The church is located about 1 mile east of Interstate 471, going away from Newport-on-the-Levee. And it's right on Route 8, which is the main road through Bellevue. That's called Fairfield Avenue. And the address of the church is 520 Fairfield Avenue, at the corner of Ward Avenue. It is one block east of the Schneider's Sweet Shop, which is a place you might want to stop at. They have wonderful ice cream and chocolates. There are some wonderful restaurants right nearby, too. Our church is located right at one end of the business district in Bellevue, so there's lots of wonderful shops and restaurants to explore along this business district. And you could make a wonderful evening of it by coming a little early, having dinner at one of the fine restaurants in the neighborhood, and then coming over to our series at 8 o'clock at the church. We're very excited about this year's series. Again, our 16th year for Music on the Avenue. We feel like it's a wonderful variety of programs, and we look forward to engaging all of the community to come take part in this. We found over the years that a lot of people meet new people, make new friends at the series, bring friends with them, and we feel it's a really warm environment during the cold winter nights to come in off the street, take some time off on a Friday night, get warm inside, take in some free music, and be with other people who are just enjoying it like you will.
And parking is available. There's a lot behind the church as well as street parking.
That's right, Jim. There's a rather small lot behind the church, so you'll want to come early if you want to try to park in the lot. But then there's lots of street parking nearby on the side streets, and there's lots of side streets off of the main drag, Route 8. Our building is handicapped accessible, so if you need to come in through our handicapped accessible ramp, that is off of the parking lot in the back of our church.
Being a church acoustically, it's great for music. I mean, that's one of the integral parts of churches in America, as well as around the world. Is this one of the impetuses behind starting a music series like this, using the space for concerts?
Exactly. We have found over the years that the space we have, that we're blessed with, our sanctuary, it's a beautiful resonant space for performances. This year, it'll be particularly resonant because our building is still a bit under construction. We're adding an elevator and air conditioning to the building. So we had to pull up the carpeting that was in the sanctuary. So all that carpeting is gone, which makes it a little bit more live even. So it should be really vibrant in there this year.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Stephen Phillips, the chairman and one of the performers in the Music on the Avenue series presented by St. John's United Church of Christ in Bellevue, Kentucky. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the 16th annual Music on the Avenue series, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
But how strange the change. From major to minor, every time we say goodbye, every little time we say.